Good morning. Yesterday we saw that according to the vast majority of poskim, when Sof Zman Mincha hits, when the end time of Mincha has arrived, immediately thereafter begins the beginning time of Maariv. So those indeed, those tefillos are back to back. When Mincha ends, Maariv begins. And our question today is, in most places we are noheg that we finish our Mincha, our Shmona Esrei, by Shkia. So does that mean when sunset hits, we have indeed finished our Mincha? Can we begin Maariv immediately, or is it preferred, or maybe even required, to wait until Tzeisa Kochavim, until nighttime? And it's interesting to note that in Israel, at least in Yerushalayim, it's difficult to find a place that will daven Maariv right after Shkia. If you go, I'm mostly familiar with the neighborhoods, Rechavi and Shari Chesed. If you go into the Gro and Shari Chesed, there will be three Maariv minions at different times after Shkia. No one will start at Shkia. One will wait like 15 minutes after. And one is 8. I don't know the exact times. But what they wait, each of the three wait, and they wait a few minutes different from each other. So one is like 15 minutes, one is 18 or 20 minutes, one is 22 minutes, but they're all waiting. None of them are starting right after Shkia. And that's the case for all the shuls that I'm familiar with. Very few are davening. None are davening immediately after Shkia. All have a break. I actually just thought of one that has a short break, not a very long break. Everyone has a break. But in Chutz Laaretz, I saw a number of shuls indeed that will immediately, after Shkia, right after sunset, they'll start Maariv. So the question is that a preferred method, or is it preferable or required to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim? So we'll see here that indeed there are a minimum of three reasons why it's indeed for sure preferable to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim to start Maariv. So the first reason is as follows. It's indeed a machlokes, and we mentioned this last time. When is the end time of Mincha? We are assuming today that the end time of Mincha is indeed Shkia, sunset, and accordingly Maariv, which would start immediately thereafter. However, there are very heavy, important shitos, heavyweight poskim, indeed, that are of the view that Mincha can be davened all the way up until nighttime, not sunset, but nighttime, when it's dark out, Tzeis HaKochavim, when we start to see the stars. And indeed, that's the opinion of the Torah, and that's also the view of the Shulchan Aruch. So both the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch agree that the Zman for Mincha goes all the way up until Laila, nighttime, Tzeis HaKochavim, and then Maariv would begin immediately thereafter. So certainly we are somebody who would daven Mincha right after Shkia would not be fulfilling the views, the opinions of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, who say that Maariv only starts at Tzeis HaKochavim, nighttime, not at Shkia. So that is reason number one. Reason number two goes as follows. The majority of poskim were of the view that the beginning time for Kriya Shema, saying the Shema, is also at Tzeis HaKochavim. So we'll go through the Torah a little bit on this, and we'll see why that has an impact when we should daven Maariv. It would seem that even if you're going to daven Maariv early, what does it matter for Kriyat Shema? Just repeat your Kriyat Shema. So you're davening Maariv at Shkia, and you'll repeat your Kriyat Shema after Tzeis. So what does it matter? So in fact, it's not as simple as that. The Torah says as follows. He brings Rabbi Yochanan from the Gemara, who says, who is somebody who is going to receive Olam Haba? This is someone who is Somech Geula Letfila. Somech Geula Letfila is the famous concept of someone who right after he says the Birkas Kriyat Shema, he says the Bracha Gal Yisrael, and that leads right into his saying the Shmona Esrei. So that's Somech Geula Letfila. He has Geula, Gal Yisrael, right before his Shmona Esrei. That applies even in Maariv. Accordingly, based on that, says the Torah, Hilchach Zmana Achar Kriyat Shema B'Yerchasad, the time, the proper time for Maariv is to wait until after somebody says Kriyat Shema and his brachos. Why? Because it's only when you say the Kriyat Shema and the brachos or Kriyat Shema that you are Somech Geula Letfila, because part of the brachos of the Kriyat Shema are Gaal Yisrael, and then you say the Shmona Esrei right thereafter. Man Kriyat Shema Shel Arvi. So when is the proper time to say the Kriyat Shema at night? That is Tzeis HaKochavim. Accordingly, because the Shema and because the brachas of the Kriyat Shema are said only at Tzeis HaKochavim, based on this concept, based on this tour, that pushes the Maariv Shmona Esrei to be thereafter, because you want to be Somech Geula litfila. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sefak says, Bizmanenu, in our time, this is about 100 years ago, a little bit more than that probably, Nagu rova olam likras kriyat shema lispalal achar tesa kachavim kedin. The people are nohag to be strict about this. They're saying the Kriyat Shema and saying Maariv after Tzeisa Kochavim, that's the proper thing to do. Nonetheless, he says there are some Batei Knesset that they have a minhag that they're accustomed to do, that they would daven the Maariv immediately after Mincha, even though it's still somewhat daytime, not totally daytime, but it's still somewhat daytime. It's not certainly not Tzeisa Kochavim, and accordingly says that if somebody would daven before Tzeisa Kochavim, they have to be careful to repeat the Kriyat Shema. You have to repeat it. Kriyat Shema is only at Tzeisa Kochavim, and they're davening before Tzeisa Kochavim. And at a minimum, he says that when you say your Kriyat Shema Alamita, you should say all three parshiyos of the Kriyat Shema and have in mind that indeed you are being yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema. But then he says, "Ba'ashrei hamisbalo ma'ariv bizmanu b'tzivur." Praiseworthy is one who davens Maariv at the proper time with a minyan, meaning after Tzeisa Kochavim. In the Bir Halacha, he brings from the Maaser of the Gra, who was of the view that it's preferable to daven Maariv at its proper time, meaning after Tzeisa Kochavim, be yechidus by yourself. Rather, if you can't get a minyan together, you can't get 10 people together at the time that it's Tzeisa Kochavim, which is the Zman for Kriyat Shema, it's preferable to daven v'yechidus, because then you can daven the Maariv properly, the Kriyat Shema, the Birchas Kriyat Shema, and be soma ge'ula letfila, have the Shemoneh Esrei right afterward, rather than davening before that with a minyan. And he was of the view, the Gra was of the view, even on Shabbos, you should be davening the Maariv at its proper time after Tzeis. Many places are indeed lenient when it comes to going into Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, to daven the Maariv early. The Gra was of the view it should be all week long, that the Maariv should only be started at Tzeis HaKochavim. So we have two reasons so far. Reason number one, why the Maariv should be pushed not right after Shkia, but to Tzeis HaKochavim, because there are very important opinions, very important poskim who are of the view that the Zman for Maariv itself is only at Tzeis HaKochavim. The Turan Shulchan Aruch, for example, were of that view. Reason number two is so we can say the Kriyat Shema also in its proper time, Tzeis HaKochavim, say the Kriyat Shema, Bisome Ke'ula Letfila, and there afterward have the Maariv Shmoneh Esrei. And this, the third reason is connected very closely to the second reason. There are some poskim of the view that if you're not davening Kriyat Shema in its proper time at Tzeis HaKochavim, not only are you not fulfilling the mitzvah of the Kriyat Shema itself, but you can't even say the brachas of the Kriyat Shema. Indeed, the Torah brings in the name of Rabbeinu Hai, who is of the view, Mutav Shispala Limayim. If you have a minion that's davening early, before Tzeis HaKochavim, so what should you do? Should you daven with them, or should you wait and daven b'yechidus? That's your only option. He says it's preferable to daven with them, the Shemoneh Esrei. However, you cannot say not only the Kriyat Shema, but the brachas of the Kriyat Shema as well. And you would wait to say the Kriyat Shema and the brachas of Kriyat Shema at Tzeis HaKochavim. So that was the view of Rabbeinu Hai in the Torah. That is not typically done. When we daven early with the minyan before Tzeis, we daven everything, and the minhag is to repeat the Kriyat Shema afterwards, not the Birkos Kriyat Shema. You certainly wouldn't say them twice. So the Rav Haigon was saying that you actually don't say them at all, and you question them later. Some koskim were of the view that you can say them, but without the bracha at the end of them, so you would change them a little bit, so you're not really saying the bracha, the brachas of the Birkos Kriyat Shema. But in any case, bottom line for us is that we see now that there are three reasons to push the Maariv after Tzeis HaKochavim. Not only the Kriyat Shema, which has to be after Tzeis HaKochavim, but the Maariv as well, number one, because there are shitas that say that Zman Maariv is only at Tzeis HaKochavim, just like Kriyat Shema. Number two is that we want to push it later after Zman that we can say the Kriyat Shema, in its proper time, and that means to be Sochmech Geula Letfila, and to have the Shemoneh Esrei as well. And reason number three is not only are you not fulfilling the Kriyat Shema if you do it before Tzeis, but the Brichas Kriyat Shema as well. There are some views that you cannot say it before Tzeis HaKochavim. So push it all till Tzeis and do everything properly in its proper time. Not only is that proper for the Shema and the Birkas Kriya Shema, but also for the Shemoneh Esrei as well. Have a wonderful day.